Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill. Whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raka, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. Whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave the gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother. And then come and offer your gifts. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. He may say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. Gospel of the Lord. The new spirit of Christ is to love. The way, the condition is unconditional. In our ways, being the first one to love. And this is the criteria that Jesus has given us. The prophet Ezekiel says, cast away from all the crimes you have committed and make for yourselves a new heart, a new spirit. This new heart, this new spirit is the heart of Christ. And Jesus mentioned always, whatever we do to the ladies, you do to me. Jesus wants us with his heart. His heart love all people. No exception. Always when you pray, if a sincere and open heart, forgiving hearts. Pope Francis always criticize the faithful. Don't be hypocrites. Many times appearance, we are very holy, observant of the law, come to church. But if your heart is not like that of Christ, we are hypocrites. It's not easy to always change our hearts, but that's, we need the grace of God. So let us always pray for that. Jesus asked to be given. So we ask this special grace that we have a changing of heart, have a new heart, that heart of Christ. And we have the privilege to receive the Holy Sacrament of the Blessed Sacrament. Christ, his body and blood, come into our body so that we are transformed into him. We become another Christ. So we need to keep this Jesus in us. Whatever we do with the heart of Jesus towards any person we encounter today.